to that crew for holding down Bullet Farm and making that a venue for so many good shows over the last few years here. In fact, there's going to be a good goodbye show April 1st. So if you're if you can figure out where Bullet Farm is, and if you care, Blix, for example, is going to be on that bill. A ton of other artists. Let me just actually, I should be more prepared, eh? Oh, well, here, hold on. But I did take a photo of that because I knew I was going to do this. So Death Knell is playing, Voltage, Blix, Blimp. I think that's the Friday. And then the Saturday, Shit Brains. Sorry, cannot read. Oh, God. It's Los Angeles. No, Portland Grindcore. I have no idea. Sorry. Ghost, maybe? And then Gutter from Seattle and Hacked Apart. So anyway, go support if you care, if you want to. And before that one, just so I don't forget, was Harvest, a new one from Poison Rune. I was having a hard time with the EQ there. It's a really good song. So just if it didn't sound good, I'm sorry. My apologies. I don't... But anyway, Poison Rune, that is coming out. That is off of an album called Harvest that they're going to be putting out in April on Relapse Records. So, yeah, so I guess big time for Poison Runes getting up there. They're from Philadelphia. And, yes, I had the pleasure of seeing them last year around the Verboten times. Thanks to you, Morgan. So thanks for putting on that show. I will play the next bit here right now. All right. Yeah, that's the new one from Homefront called Nation. And if you don't know, Homefront's from Edmonton. They are picking up steam with their second release here, Games of Power. It's, let's see now, where do I have that? March 3rd, actually, it was released. Yeah. And it sold out on Bandcamp, so, because they're very hot. Bleep band. And then the band before that one we heard was Los Violadores. Violadores. Okay, well, I guess it's, I mean, something. Oh, well, you know what? They're Argentinian, excuse me. And the name of the song was Fuera de Sector. Let's see now. Unos Dos Ultra Violadores. They were inspired by A Clockwork Orange, obviously. Ultraviolence, right? But I was just reading a little quick thing about them. One of the founders having gone on a little family trip to Poland and gone through, you know, London at the time of punk's explosion, and come back and become like sort of form a band and became like one of Latin America, Argentina's most sort of influential punk bands. Yeah, cool. And before that one, Hard Eyes, Uncanny Valley. They're out of Calgary, and that's off of Fevering Stare, which they put out this month. Sorry, not this month, this year, 2023. Let me see now for time. Okay, I'm doing okay. Because I'm getting to the end of the show, fine people, and thank you for being radio listeners, and thank you for listening to this show. It's been really... it's been an interesting set, I would say. The show always has a mind of its own. But I'm going to play you out. I didn't say the first song in the set, so just one second. I'll say that first. Cry in the Wind, Clan of Zymox. That's off a self-titled 1985 release that was put out on 4AD, and that's a Dutch album. Oh my God, someone help me. They're a Dutch band. They're actually coming to the Rickshaw on June 10th, if you're able to make it. That was rescheduled from time before. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to play you, to finish off this night here, Boixar by Belgrado, Intra Apogeum. They're from Barcelona. They're putting out an album in April this year, so this is a teaser. And I'm going to play you the new one from Nuevo Testamento off Love Lines coming up in March of this year. Thank you very much for listening. Have yourselves a great night and check me out again in about 2 weeks. All right. It's been a slice.